Okay. Any question? No question. What are we talking about?
We're in book six. Final words.
We talked about a lot of different stuff. Here we are reading the remainder of the story. This is a story which will change its face to another story, will be resolved a lot of pages. Means that in February we will start to talk about it, and for a couple of months we are in this, because this is the story of you. What do you want? Everybody's wishes is that I want everything without trying. I want to win a lottery. Isn't it? This is the story. Somebody is praying to God that, oh my God, I'm lazy. You created me this way. So, give me something. Everybody is thinking about it, right? So it's a long, long story, because you have to understand it, that that is not the only way. It could happen, yes, in our story it will happen, but you will see that it doesn't happen as simple as that. Oh, somebody is looking for the map of a treasure, and he will find the map of the treasure, but he cannot find the treasure, and the king will come and send a group of people to find the treasure. They cannot find the treasure, so the king will give the map back to this fellow, and he finds the treasure. It's a tricky, long, long story. The only way that you really understand it is to go through it and read it again and again and pay attention. What is he talking about? For example, today we are back to the story we were talking about. Who is the volunteer today? I think you are.
The remainder of the story of the fakir who desired his daily bread without work as a means. In his grief, that wretched pauper, who suffered a thousand agonies on account of indigence, used to beseech in prayer and invocation, crying, O Lord and guardian of the shepherds, you created me without any exertion. Give me daily bread from this mansion without contrivance. You gave me the 5 jewels in the casket of my head, and also 5 other occult senses. These gifts of yours are not to be numbered or computed. In setting them forth, I am tongue-tied and shamefaced. Since you are alone in my creation, do you adjust the matter of providing me with daily bread?
Okay. Did you listen? Isn't that something you think about? Okay, I'm here. Oh my dear God. you created me, you created everything, and nothing is difficult even for you. So give me my comfort. I don't want anything more. Just give me the comfort. I appreciate you gave me five senses that everybody is talking about. Beyond that, there are five other ones that we believe in, that, okay, there are these kind of feelings. So, after all of this, please do this. That's it. Is it a big wish? Is it a hard thing to ask? Okay, I believe in you, please. Give me the comfort. Yes.
For years, this prayer was frequently uttered by him, and at last, his supplication took effect.
Aha. Okay, what do you think? The first thing you should think about this subject is this, that no, by thinking like this, it will not happen. But for years, he resisted. That resistance will change this stuff. Because if you try something again and again and again and again, even miracle could happen. That is the trick. Yes?
As the person who used to beg God to grant him a lawful livelihood without labor and fatigue, at length the cow brought him happiness. The epic of David, whose justice was divinely inspired.
What happened? What happened? Suddenly, he mixed these two stories which are like this. One is the fellow who wanted the bread, the daily bread. The other one was looking for treasure. Mixed them together. I remember that story I was telling you. Now I'm telling you this story because both are the same. It doesn't matter the way you are begging for it. Just begging for it. Yes.
This thrall of love, too, made piteous entreaties, and he likewise carried off the ball from the field of response. While praying, he would at times become distrustful on account of the postponement of the recompense and reward. Again, the gracious Lord's deferment would bring a message of joy to his heart and become a surety.
Ah, this is the trick. He's not always in the same mood. His mood will change, so the idea will change. He will become doubtful that maybe nobody is really listening to me. What am I praying about? This is not prayer. I'm begging for something. What, all of that. You see. Then his mood will change. We'll come back that, no, I'm, oh my God, I was silly. I was... That's it. Because this is it. It will happen to everyone because your mood changes. Yes.
Whenever in earnest supplication, weariness caused him to despair, he would hear from the presence of God, come.
Ah, what happened? Suddenly I'm not talking about this story. I'm talking me, the Rumi. I think about it and I hear something. God calling us. There is that word. Say, he's calling me to come. That's the essence of all our belief in the that unity of the meanings and spiritual stuff and all of that, is that word, come. Who will say it here? He said, oh, he will hear from God that, come to me. Because the curiosity we have is to understand. To understand what? At the end of the understanding is to understand the creator of what it is, not what it is. Yes?
This maker is he who abases and exalts. Without these two, no work is accomplished. Consider the lowness of the earth and the loftiness of the sky. Without these two, its revolution is not. Oh, such